G-I-N-G-K-O. Ginkgo.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
I am immutable. I am M-U-T-I-B-L-E.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
D-O-O-R-M-O-U-S-E.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
The Friends of the Kettleson Library hosted the 6th annual Adult Spelling Bee on Sunday as a fundraiser for the upcoming expansion of the Kettleson Memorial Library. 19 local contestants paid $20 each for the privilege of spelling and misspelling words in front of an appreciative audience. On Monday, Library Director Sarah Bell was still tallying up receipts from the contest and accompanying bake sale, but she estimated an extra $400 will go into the renovation kitty. Sunday's winners were Team Vacuuming Raccoons, a.k.a. David and Wendy Longton. Former residents of Homer, the Longtons moved to Sitka last August with their 4-year-old daughter, Elliot.
I just saw the little flyer in the library one day. We're frequent visitors to the library.
For their spelling expertise, the Longtons won the donated first prize, a 20-minute sightseeing flight from Harris Air. David Longton said he and his wife didn't do a whole lot to practice.
I don't know, I guess we looked up a list of commonly misspelled words this morning and for about 10 minutes looked at them. Come to find out they're all British words that probably would have messed us up if we had memorized those anyway.
The Vacuuming Raccoons toppled the reigning champions, Jeff Budd and Don Muller, who graciously accepted defeat. Another contestant, Team Karen Parker, got 3 surprise chances at victory when contest judges ruled her alternative spellings were acceptable for the words...
Aneurysm. A-N-E-U-R-I-S-M. Aneurysm.
And gimcrack. But in the end, it was the word nasturtium, that colorful spicy annual, that took her down.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
It's possible Team Karen Parker was intimidated by the burglar eye masks worn by Team Vacuuming Raccoons. Even the victors were amazed at their spelling success.
I never heard that word ipecac before in my life, so
I did.
She sang it was easy, but I didn't know that one.
I can't even remember the ones that we misspelled. So
I'm sure we spelled more words wrong than we did right, but we still won.
The library is slated to close for 2 to 4 weeks around the 1st of August, while a commercial moving company and volunteers moved the library's collection to the Stratton Library on the Sheldon Jackson Fine Arts campus. The renovation of the Kettleson Library is expected to take up to a year. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Greta Mart.